And finally this week, now that school has been open for a while, you may be running out of ideas for what to put in the kids' lunchbox. Sandy Robe has some tips for you in her latest edition of Help Yourself. Help
yourself. What's for lunch? It's a question we think about every day. If you pack school lunches because your kids don't like what's on the cafeteria menu, or you want to give them healthier options, you actually have to give that question some real thought.
I want to make everybody a peanut butter sandwich.
Packing school lunches is a daily dilemma for Chris Hugo, a mother of four from Indianapolis. Catering to the different tastes of four kids from kindergarten through eighth grade can be challenging.
Mark, you don't want jelly, right?
No. And I try to pack, you know, something that's healthy, but something that they like so they will eat it and they don't come home completely starving if they don't get something they like in their lunch.
Whether your child packs lunch every day or only once in a while, Jacqueline Kiefer, a registered dietitian with IU Health, says to start by picking items from each food group and giving your child options.
So example might be asking your child, do you want broccoli or celery today, or do you want strawberries or raspberries today? What would you prefer? And setting that boundary of you have to pick within this food group to get the variety in there for them.
11-year-old Monica Hugo likes having such choices and control over what goes into her lunchbox. She lets her mom know her food preferences.
I help her by telling her what kind of fruit I like that day. So if I want a banana a certain day, I'll say, hey, can I have a banana, please? She'll say, yeah, sure. Or, sorry, we're out of bananas. Do you want strawberries? And I'll say, yeah, sure. That's fine.
Yes. Mom,
while everyone has favorite foods, dietitians suggest that we eat protein, carbs, and fat in every meal to help our bodies stay satisfied throughout the day. For example, lunch choices could include sandwiches with whole wheat bread for carbs, peanut butter with apples for protein, and ranch dressing with vegetables for some fat.
I try to have a fruit or a yogurt or something to keep it healthy, and I like to pack a sandwich and a dessert, too.
Like Maria, who's in eighth grade, most of us love cookies and other sweets, but dietitians suggest we view them as a once-in-a-while treat rather than an everyday expectation. As with most things, preparation is key to packing healthy lunches. Plan ahead at the grocery store by picking up enough healthy choices for the week. Also, involve the kids in the decision-making process and let them try new foods, like Kiefer does.
We'll take the kids and have them scavenger hunt through the grocery store produce aisle and pick out, well, what's a fruit you've never seen before that you think we should try this week?
Another planning tip is to consider packing lunches the night before to avoid the morning rush and the stress of possibly being late for school. Get your kids to help in the kitchen as well, like Matthew and Mark do.
I'm 5 and a half and I'm in kindergarten. Getting the silverware out and getting some napkins.
I get like some silverware out to cut the sandwiches, and I get the yogurt out sometimes, and I get the bananas ready.
After all, providing good nutrients and fewer processed foods in school lunches adds up to satiated appetites and better focus for math class.
Do that. Get four bananas for me. Everybody can get a banana, Mark, if you'd put a banana in everybody's lunchbox. That would be good.
I'm Sandy Robe, encouraging you to help yourself.
Help yourself.